Harness racing in Tasmania is back after a 78-day absence in Hobart on Sunday night. 10 races set down for decision. The first at 13 minutes past 5. Trainer-driver Todd Rattray joins me on this edition of From the Stables to get his thoughts on a few of his runners at the meeting. How are you going, Todd?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. You must be excited to be back on track on Sunday night.
Yeah, can't wait. It's been a long time out, so can't wait to get into it.
Well, let's see. That first win is in race number one on the card. It's for the two-year-olds, and with the race meeting in Hobart, there's a $850 Ladbrokes Racing back boost payable to every winner, and $200 to every trainer, which is a Ladbrokes fast start bonus. So a bit of money on the line here, Todd, with this $10,000 two-year-old race. You put the polish on Lancelot, comes up with the pole draw, and is a recent trial winner in Launceston, where your father Barry took the reins.
Yeah, he tried pretty good too, so I think they ran home in 28. He felt pretty good over the line with the plugs in and that, so he's worked well since the trial, so hopefully he gets around all right, which he should, and be hard to beat.
He's only defeated 5 metres at his debut performance. He just didn't look to handle the corner out wide, so no doubt being drawn one's a huge advantage here.
Yeah, he got pushed off a little bit on the corner. It's just learning experience for him, I think. Obviously the one spot's probably a better spot than being out wide, so we'll just see what happens.
Let's head over to race number two. It's for the three-year-olds, where you put the polish on Kohanna. Draws wide here in gate 7. He's first up, like every horse racing at the meeting, but he finished 50 in the Derby. That was probably the sort of where you probably were going to pull up stumps on that preparation. So the break probably timed in well with him.
Yeah, it did. Obviously we're just putting him through the grades now sort of thing, and see where he gets to, but he tried pretty good the other day, so obviously there's a few good ones in it, so you'll need a lot of luck from the draw. Hopefully it plans out.
Yeah, that trial win in Launceston last Saturday was pretty good. He sustained a long run for nearly 600 metres, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and I didn't think he was real fit at the time too, but obviously to polish him off for this week, hopefully, and he worked pretty good on Thursday, and hopefully he brings that to the races.
Let's head over to race 6, where you put the polish on the 5-year-old mare, Phil the Burn. She's only had the one start in your care. That was in the George Johnson. A couple of trials under her belt of late, including a win last Saturday, scoring by just over 2 metres.
Yeah, she's a funny horse. You need to put something on her head to get it going, I think. So, but obviously she has gone pretty good in the past. So she brings that forward, which I think she will. She'll be hard to beat.
Do you know a lot about her gate speed?
Yeah, she felt real good off the gate. Lachlan says she felt real good off the gate first up. And then I drove and she wanted to run it pretty quick. So, obviously we haven't really ran it yet, but I feel like she's going to run it pretty good.
You've got a few drives on the program we haven't touched on, but one we'll mention on the way through is Chris Be Quick in race 9 for Jeff Smith. A winner 3 starts ago in Hobart, and was a winner in very quick time in a recent Launceston trial.
Yeah, I think they went 157 something at the trials, and he felt pretty good, so he had a good sit on him though, but he felt good over the line. Obviously it's a bad draw probably for him, and there's a couple inside him that go pretty good, so obviously he'll need a lot of luck from the draw, but if he's thereabouts, he'll be in the finish.
And we round out the night at 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. You put the polish on Juniper. He comes up with gate number 4. Really good win at Bendigo going back to early January when Connections decided to send her over there. She had a few runs back in the state, probably a little bit below par, but there was a little bit of like to... What am I trying to say? There was a little bit to like about her win in a Devonport trial on Monday where she hit the line well.
Yeah, she's a funny horse too. She's she can go good one day and not the next. So, but she's been working pretty good. And if she gets the right run, she'll be in the finish. But she just needs to get that right run, I think.
Todd, plenty of chances from your stable on Sunday night. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
I'll go with Lancelot, I think.
Get it early, race one, number one. Todd, really appreciate the insight into your chances in Hobart on Sunday, and I wish you the very best of luck at the first meeting back.
Thanks, mate.